Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio. As you can hear, our Hump Day Live studio audience is ready for 58 minutes of facts, fabulousness, and today's topic, sponsors, giving back, math made easy, get back on track, and meditation, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Miss Linda Hollander, sponsor concierge and the Sponsor Secret Seminar, Jason Bristler, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, Don Sebsik, math celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet, Elsie Johnson, the heart-centered coach, and Adam Weinberg, relax with Adam meditation. Can you believe it's only 8 days until Christmas Eve? It's currently Hanukkah, and it's 15 days until the end of the year. Our guests today are going to provide some very important information so you can finish the year strong and make 2021 your best year ever. Let it snow, people. It's time to do this.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's a transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. Ah, the marketing tip of the day is here. 2021 Trends, brought to you by Debbie Saviano of Women's Leadership Live. Did you know that 30% of online searches use voice search? It's faster, quicker, hands-free, and more convenient. How we speak is different than how we type. So first, make a list of how and why people search for you. What answers do they want? Here's an example of how we type. Real estate agent in Phoenix. And what we speak, where can I find a real estate agent in Phoenix who has experience in commercial buildings for restaurants? Note the difference. All content that is produced should answer questions just like if somebody asked you. Very, very interesting. Time to go into the voice world because, as we all know, people are lazy. And now we don't even want to type. We just want to go ahead and we just want to speak it. So thank you, Debbie, for that great information. Made it easy to find the messages from that matter from the people you need to know about, just like Debbie Saviano with Women's Leadership Live. They're good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where you get to meet those partners. You get to hear from them. You get to learn about them. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Today's topics, sponsors, giving back, math made easy, get back on track, meditation. Before we bring in our guests, just wanted to let you know that we do have a free giveaway every month. All you need to do is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them. Or like, comment, and share on our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Just a couple clicks and a little typing. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, it's a $50 gift card for Amazon. To keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. All the tabs to subscribe to the show are listed there, too. And once you're there, please check out who we are, what we do. Visit the Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of free information, great, incredible things. Join our community. Become our partner. Be a guest on our show. Listen to any of our 142 episodes. Learn from those experts. I'm telling you, these people are unbelievable. Let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. And the winner of the Amazon gift card for last month will be announced on Friday. How exciting. So remember, rate, review, subscribe, like, comment, share. You get an entry to win that $50 gift card. Now we are on track. It's 12:06 and I am on schedule. Can you believe it? See, it just takes a little time, a little massaging. So it's a time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Good people doing good business and good things. First up is Miss Linda Hollander, the founder of Sponsor Concierge and Sponsor Secret Seminar. A round of applause, live audience. Wake up, guys. Oh, Miss Linda, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you for that great round of applause.
I'm sure you get it all the time, don't you?
Of course, but it's always nice to get it from you and your audience.
You know, it's when I was posting on social media, I was like, well, Linda Hollander's number one because you're the first guest. But I'm like, wait a second, I'm sure she hears that a lot. So it kind of hit both sides. Linda's number one.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we've known each other a long time. You were on my original radio show back in like 2004. Do you believe that?
I know. It's been a wild ride, huh?
Whoa. Yeah, it sure has. Sure. That's when you had to pay $4,000 a month to have a radio show spot. Now it's a heck of a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So let's introduce yourself to the audience, and we'll talk Sponsor Concierge, the incredible seminar that you put on. You had one, I believe, in October, I think it was already. Jeez, I was at it. Unbelievable. My first virtual seminar, and you really hit it out of the ballpark with that. So let's talk Linda, let's talk Concierge, and let's talk sponsorships.
Okay, well, my name is Linda Hollander. Inc. Magazine and Entrepreneur Magazine have called me, you were right, Debbie, the number one person to go to for corporate sponsorship, the leader in corporate sponsorship. So here's what I do. I connect small businesses with sponsors, and what sponsors do is they will help you fund your dreams. So if you want to grow your business, if you want to do what Michelle does and have an amazing podcast and a great show, you could get sponsors. If you want to speak, you could get sponsors. If you have a nonprofit, if you have a project, you could get sponsors. And it is money you don't have to pay back. And the way that I learned about sponsorship was that I did an event called the Women's Small Business Expo, and I said, uh-oh, how am I going to pay for this? And that's when I found out about the awesome power of sponsorship. And for my first event, my sponsors were Bank of America, Walmart, and IBM. Now, I think it's important for your listeners to know that I had absolutely no experience. I had never done an event in my life, and I had no fan base. I had no following. I had my brother-in-law and my parents and, you know, the cat, and that was it. And I was working from my kitchen. So you can do this, and you can sell sponsors on a concept if you're just starting out. And, you know, hey, nowadays, who doesn't want extra revenue? And that's what sponsors provide.
Now, there is a certain process that you have to go through in order to submit the information and who is the target audience, and because it's evolved since when you first did it, but you you've ironed out those kinks. That's the beauty of what you're providing to your clients, is you're showing them how to do it. You're basically, you can even do it for them. So choose.
Yeah, we could do it for them, or you could do it, you know, yourself, or we kind of help you along. The first thing you want to do if you want to get sponsors is really delineate your audience. So for the Women's Small Business Expo, my audience, of course, was women business owners, 25 to 54 years old. They were in business for 10 years or less. And then I did a little bit of research and found out that women make or influence over 85% of the purchasing decisions in America. And that's how I sold my first sponsors on that particular concept, because the buying group was so strong. So that's the first thing you want to do to get your sponsors. After that, you want to create a proposal, and you know that I'm a big proponent of an industry standard sponsor proposal, because that's how sponsors make their funding decisions. And then the last thing you do is negotiate the deals with your sponsors. Remember, this is money that you don't have to pay back. And most of our clients get $10,000, even up to $100,000 from each sponsor. We want you to have many sponsors, so this can be extremely lucrative.
So you hit on something right there. You said an industry standard proposal, and that really, that sounds like that's the key, because I'm sure they're inundated and everybody wants a sponsor, not to mention a lot of these corporations now, you know, they all want cause marketing attached to them. They all want that, what am I doing in the community? So they're looking for the right opportunities, the groups, but you've got to fit it right into that exact format and speak the right language. Otherwise, you're just going to get in, you're going to go in the bad pile, like the garbage.
You do not want to go into the garbage. You want to create a profitable deal that's good for you, that's good for your sponsor, and that's good for your audience. So here's what you do. You approach the sponsors by saying, hey, it's all about you and what I could do for you. Don't wax rhapsodic and go on and on about yourself and how great you are. Really appeal to what that sponsor is looking for. And what they're looking for is to grow their customer base, to increase their customer loyalty, to drive traffic, to drive sales, to have you educate people about their products and their service. So that's what you write in the proposal, is how you're going to connect a company to the people who buy things. So in other words, if you know people who buy things, you can get sponsors.
And the type of events that you can put on, because obviously the live events just aren't there right now. I mean, hopefully they'll come back very soon. Virtual is a great opportunity too. I mean, that's just opened up another platform in order for people to get their message out, and sponsors are acknowledging that, right? So you're not limited. You actually have more opportunities.
80% of sponsors will fund virtual events. I just read about a run walk by St. Jude's, and everybody knows St. Jude's and the wonderful work that they do, and it is a virtual run walk, and their major sponsor is Target. So, yes, yeah, sponsors will fund virtual, and you want to do a virtual first and then a live event, you know, when live events come back, because at your virtual event, you can promote your live event also.
Yeah, you can intertwine, and these are also relationships, once they're solidified, they can be ongoing. So it could be something that's done annually or quarterly, whatever your events are doing. And this is for people that have nonprofits, right? This is for small businesses, people that are authors. The categories are almost limitless, right? Correct?
Absolutely. I've even helped teenagers get sponsors. most people who are listening to us right now can get sponsors. And if you think, oh, why would a sponsor want to fund little old me? You know, I've got a really small business. I'm just starting out. Hey, remember, sell them on the concept. You know, think of, hey, how can you connect them with people who buy stuff? And the connections are low cost or no cost to you, but they have a high perceived value to your sponsors.
And I want to give you a special plug, Linda, because you've been great to work with. I mean, not only did I go to the virtual event, I've seen and I've attended your webinars online, and you're very supportive. I mean, you give out your phone number and people, and you pick up the phone. I mean, it's unheard of that you can interact with somebody like that and get the information. And everybody that's on your team is amazing to work with. They're extremely smart and they all care. And that's what I learned when I went to your virtual seminar that was it was October, right? Is that which when it was?
It was
the next
in
one's
October.
In April?
Yes. God, and the next like one is ago. In April of 2021.
Yeah, and it is really an interactive event, and I got to meet some amazing people who've actually become partners of our on the show, and it's something that everybody should check out. I do also want to mention that Linda and the sponsor concierge is part of our marketplace program, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But basically, it's a socially conscious marketplace where we've got all these partners that have well-known websites and brands. So when you click on there to purchase anything, whether it's a product or service, a certain percentage, anywhere from 2 to 20% is donated to help nonprofit partners of ours that are servicing vets, pets, and kids. So Linda is one of our partners. 10% goes to our organizations to help those. So Linda is helping the community while she's helping you get your sponsors to get your events and to get your products and services sold. So everybody wins. It's like one big happy family, and everybody makes it to the next level. So Linda, do you want to give your information and you want to plug the event, anything else that's coming up?
Yes. Go to successwithsponsors.com, and when you go to successwithsponsors.com, I have a couple of things for you. The first thing I have is a free gift, so you could get the number one secret to getting your corporate sponsors, and then if you want, you could do a free sponsor strategy session with me. The sponsor strategy sessions, you've done one, Michelle. I mean, they are magic. We do so much brainstorming. I come up with all these great ways for you to make money that you never even thought of. So just go to successwithsponsors.com. There's a lot of free tools and resources for you.
And then the event that's coming up will be in April, correct?
April 27th to 29th, yes, and it is virtual.
And it is an incredible event. I'm sure you're even going to make it even better than it was. So I don't want people to be discouraged. They're like, oh, but it's virtual. No. It's a brilliant production. It's a brilliant production. So, Linda, give the website one more time, and then I gotta jump to the next guy. So,
okay. All right. Go to successwithsponsors.com. That's successwithsponsors.com.
All right. Thank you, Linda, so much for coming on. Thank you for being a great partner and participating, and I'm working on my proposal. As you told me the other day, you had another strategy session and outlined my to-do list, so I'm working on it. So thank you very much, Ms. Linda Hollander. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Oh, my God, you are wonderful.
I love you even more. You're number one. You're always number one. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
So all of Linda's information, all of our guest information to make it easy for you to find is always going to be on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So just check that out. You can listen to all the past shows. And again, we're just trying to make it easy for you to get in touch with these people. They're good people doing good business and good things. So I am running behind schedule because I knew Linda was going to do that to me because she has too much to provide when she's talking about our sponsorships. So we're going to jump right into Mr. Jason Bressler. Bear with me here while I do this. Jason Bressler, he is the founder of the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. Jason's organization is one of our nonprofit partners who does receive the proceeds from our marketplace campaigns when you're going to buy products and services. So everybody have a round of applause for Jason. Mr. Jason, how are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you, Michelle?
I am good. You have had a jam-packed past month or two of events for the foundation. I mean, I don't think there's a category you haven't done something for in order to bring all of these great organizations that you work with some exposure and some proceeds. So do you want to do a recap and then we'll talk about what's upcoming?
Sure. Well, we had our winter pet adoption event, where we brought together a group of animal rescue organizations, animal welfare organizations, and the whole purpose of the event was to adopt as many pets as possible and provide them with their forever homes. We were able to adopt already over 50 pets through
wow.
the event, and it was extremely successful, and we still have pets being adopted even today. which is a couple of weeks after the event. We also had our charity golf tournament, and we raised an incredible $15,000 to $20,000. We're still counting the numbers right now to get the exact number. But we helped various organizations, such as Youth for Troops, which provides care packages to deploy veterans, Junior Golf Association of Arizona, that provides golf camps for underprivileged youth. Also, Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support, which provides support during the holidays through its Shop with a Cop, Shop with a Sheepdog program to children who have been affected by the injury loss of a loved one that's a police officer, first responder, or veteran, or a veteran that's deployed. And we also helped an organization called Hope Kids Arizona, which provides support to children with life-threatening medical conditions, as well as support to their families. So it was a wonderful event sponsored by Blue Agave Mexican Cantina, which is a locally owned restaurant at 101 Scottsdale Road in North Scottsdale, and the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce. And we also had many other sponsors and supporters that we're so grateful for, including yourself, helping us promote and support the event. And throughout the month, we've also been collecting a lot of toys, clothing, supplies for a lot of our charities that are really in desperate need of these supplies right now, because the demand is a lot greater with the current pandemic. And we are constantly delivering these supplies and these donations to our charities. And we are excited next year to do even more. We've already scheduled our next pet adoption for March 27th and December 18th. Next year, and then also our charity golf tournament is going to be scheduled for the first week of June, and also we're planning the date for November and December. So these events help us to help so many in need, particularly the veterans, children, animals, and families. So we're grateful for the opportunity to give back, and that we have so many amazing supporters like you, Michelle.
No, you're welcome. I mean, I just admire what your foundation does. And just to give the new listeners even just a recap, Jason's organization works with many smaller, probably sometimes you don't even necessarily know them because they don't have the big budgets like these huge organizations. They don't have the big grants that come in. So he works with these smaller organizations that are really hands-on within the community. So then that way they could pull the resources together to give them the exposure to put on the events and to get them the money, the exposure, and also, the volunteers and the donations for items. So coming up, you've got this Friday. And then as far as any other donations that you're looking for on an ongoing basis, mm-hmm. let us know what that is, because I know that you're short on time today.
Sure. Well, this Friday, we have our holiday toy drive, and we're going to be having an event at Hacienda's Mexican Grill, and that's located at 32527 North Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale. And we're going to be there from 5:30 to 8:30, and all CDC guidelines will be followed. There will be a band performing called Two Fish Band, which includes some of our board members, and we're asking all attendees to bring a new unwrapped toy that will be donated to select Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation charities. And we would greatly appreciate any support. If you can't make it and would like to make a monetary donation, you can just visit pmc.foundation, and that's pmc.foundation, and you can see on our website a button to donate, any donation would be greatly appreciated. On an ongoing basis, we are always collecting clothing, toys, pet supplies, non-perishable food, diapers, baby supplies, household items that you no longer need or want, and toys. And we distribute those on at least a weekly basis, but it seems lately more like a daily basis to these charities that really, really need the help. So we're always looking for those donations, and we can come pick up at your home, your office, anywhere in the valley, and we also have partners in other areas of the state that we can work with to pick up the items to make sure they get to those organizations that serve those veterans and families and children and animals that really, really need the help and support and donations. So Yeah, and then obviously we always need silent auction items, you know, items for prize bags that are distributed at our events. Typically that's 200 to 300 prize bags that we give out at each event, because our attendance is usually hundreds of attendees, thankfully. And we always need volunteers that want to help us and want to collaborate with us, and other organizations that may want to work with us to impact the community and our charities even more. So we're very open to new ideas and new collaborations with other partners and other businesses and other individuals. So so if anyone's interested, they can certainly reach out to me, you know, at jason@pmc.foundation, or my cell phone, 602-561-2348. And we'd love to have anyone that's interested be involved with our growing organization.
And I want to add to that, as far as volunteers, if there's people that want to help out but they just are not in a position or don't want to do anything in person, you could do virtual. You can get on the phone. You can use social media. And, you know, that's the way of everybody's communicating and finding things out. So by just liking, sharing, and commenting on Jason's posts and being some proactive, you can be a virtual volunteer. So, you know, put on your thinking pack, creativity caps to get involved and to help Jason out. So, Jason, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for being such a great partner of ours. We're going to be doing more to help anything that we can. Mm-hmm. It's there. Give your website one more time so people can get the information and reminder that there is an event on this Friday, which is listed on the website. So give your website one more time.
Mm-hmm. PMC.foundation.
Great. Thank you, Jason, for all you do. You are really one of the hardest working guys. It's amazing. I don't think you even stop till 10, 11 o'clock at night. So take care of yourself. We don't need you getting sick. You gotta stay healthy during this holiday season. So thank you for all you do. And you're a great guy. Up the great work, Jason. I admire you for everything that you do.
Thank you for your support and kind words. I also admire you for all that you do as well.
All right, we're gonna make 2021 awesome. So thank you, Jason, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and we'll with some more updates.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself.
Very good. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right, Jason's one of those really good guys doing amazing things within the community. And all of his information, the organization's information, is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can learn more about the organization, the events. I'm putting them even on the homepage. And what I do want to bring up real quickly before we jump into our next guest is I mentioned the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. That is the website that we created. The concept, so simple. You want to buy a product or service, and those companies that are listed on our website, we have 57 partners. They donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So it's simple. Click, buy, make a difference. This way you can give back all year round, and you're not buying something that you didn't want to buy before, and you don't even have to write a check to the organization. You're getting what you want. We just came up with a creative way in order for you to get proceeds to these different organizations, like the Phoenix, Jason's organization, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. So go to our website, which is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. It'll take you to the Marketplace website, 57 well-known websites and brands like Amazon, Apple Music, Books, all the sporting organizations like the NFL, the PGA, the NCAA, everything that you can imagine from them paraphernalia-wise, Constant Contact, Things for Your Business, Omaha Steak, Suzanne Summers, Spanx, Skinny Girl, American Flag, for Patriotic Merchandise, Fiverr, you name it. And there's even a whole book section that we brought on all these books for good authors, which I'm going to talk about on Friday. So please go check it out. 2 to 20% of every purchase is donated to vets, pets, and kids, to organizations like Jason's. And simple, click, buy, make a difference. Get Everything Home or resourceplatform.com and click the Marketplace tab. Just check it out before you buy anything. I mean, you usually get discounts, and it's the same price or less than if you went directly to their websites. Since they're participating, they usually give some sort of a discount. Just to give you an idea on some of the nonprofit partners, Deep Sea Valkyries, Cure, Unabusable, Win This Fight, and of course, Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. And you can learn more about all these organizations on our website. Also, they're all listed there. And if there's anybody that's interested in becoming one of our nonprofit partners, the information to get involved is on there too. If you know of anybody, you know of a great organization that helps vets, pets, and kids, the information's all on the website and they can become one of our partners. So let's bring on our next guest. We're going to talk a little bit about mathematics and homeschooling. Oh, I can only imagine what these parents are going through when it comes to trying to even explain how to do math that you haven't even thought about since high school. So I'm going to bring on our next guest, which is Don Sevcik. He's the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet, and his website and program is unbelievable. Wait till you hear about it, people. He's been a guest before, and he really has. It's amazing. So give him a round of applause. Don, how are you today?
I feel good. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, you are the solution to so many parents' problems. The clients and customers you have, I mean, I think it's something like the downloads are in the millions, but more people need to know about it because it's something that every parent and even college students need what you have. So give us an overview and then maybe some new stuff that's coming up.
Sure. So Math Celebrity is an automated online math tutor. You could think of it as a Google for math, and you enter your math problem or your search term. You press the button, and in a split second, in the time it takes to blink your eye, we will show you the step-by-step work as well as the answer.
It's that simple. And that's what I think people just don't realize, that something that is so complex, like math at all different levels, you've simplified it to make it easy for people to try to figure it out. And also, like I was saying, parents are at home trying to homeschool these kids. And they're looking at numbers that they haven't seen in like 20 or 30 years. They're going, I hated this when I did it in school. I can't explain this to my kid.
Well, when I look at our traffic, we get students, but we also get thousands of parents. And I think the big attraction is mom and dad don't have to filter through a textbook, fumbling around trying to find out what they learned 20 years ago. They type the problem in, they get the math. They're usually instantly refreshed from their days in school, and now they can go walk through the math with their kids. So essentially, you make them look like a hero in a few seconds versus them fumbling through a textbook.
And there is a free, I don't know, what is it, module or free program, whatever the correct word to use is, but there's a free portion of this and the actual portion that you would need to become a member or paid is very, very economical. You want to talk about that?
Sure. So the free plan is just like going on the Google to run a search. You don't have to log in. You don't have to download any software. It's just right on the internet. You type your problem in and you can get started within seconds. And then the upgraded plan includes saving your calculations, practice problem generators, and then ACT, SAT platform, which guarantees that you get 3 points increase on your ACT and 150 points on your SAT. The simple plan for practice problems is $9 a month. And then if you want to upgrade, which is the ACT and SAT mastery toolkit, that's $69 a month. And you can pay as you go and cancel anytime.
So when I first learned about your company and what you do, I couldn't come up with one reason why everybody who is either a student or is a parent with students at home is not at least trying and using the free service. So is there anyone, is that the same type of reaction you get from people once they find out what you have and who you are and what you do? That there's no reason, like think of one.
Yeah, this year we're going to get 6.2 million visitors from 235 countries. And the number one comment I hear from parents is, where was this when I was in high school? So it's a good feeling to be able to help out the parents and speed things up. Because if you think about the average day for mom, because, you know, most of the time mom's making the financial decisions in the house, mom's already got enough to worry about with either a job or raising the kids and taking care of things at home. So homework is a big choke point at night with the family. It causes stress. It brings on anxiety. Mom's already got a million things to do. She doesn't need another 90 minutes, 2 hours to go through a textbook and figure out her kids' homework. So if you can save an hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours for mom, you've just done a huge service to multiple families, millions of families across the world. And so that's the best part about what we do is, first, it's just showing them that you don't have to go through the textbook. You don't have to watch a video and then kind of tie your numbers for your particular problem back to a sample video. We're solving all problems in a particular category. So that's my favorite thing about what we get to help parents with.
Yeah, you're making their lives easier. And what we talked about when you were on before, since it's being explained, a lot of the times, and I gave my personal example when it came to the FOIL method of algebra, the way the teacher was explaining it was confusing. So half the class kind of got it a little bit faster, and then the other ones were confused. But when somebody on the outside actually simplified it and explained it a different way, you went, oh, this is what she meant? And then you're going, oh. So it standardizes it and it explains it so much easier that it helps the children learn from a total, maybe a different way and probably a better way where maybe, you know what I mean? And that's the thing that I think, at least I admired most about it was that it really helps the student become a better student.
If you look at and I believe it was Da Vinci that said this, I could be wrong, but simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So a big problem that we solve is not so much how to do the problem, but how to do it efficiently, how to get started. If you look at the source of all, and I just read this the other day that math anxiety is actually a medical condition now, which is pretty wild considering where we were 10 minutes ago. But if you look at the source of most, if not all anxiety, what does it come from? It's uncertainty, right? There's a lot of mm-hmm. things going on in the world. There's a lot more complexity now to growing up as a kid or as a parent raising a child. And so if we look at the source of anxiety, it's uncertainty. Well, how do you solve that problem? Well, simplicity, you explain things, you lay out a map for both parents and students. I mean, what did Solomon say? And all thy getting, get understanding. And that's really what we do. If you take a look at the students and parents that are coming to our site, not all of them are completely, for lack of a better word, helpless in math. A portion of our traffic of that 6.2 million, they're looking for certainty. So they may know how to start the problem, but they want to see how we did it. Because if there's a faster, more elegant way or a simple way to do it, let's say you can save 2 minutes per homework problem doing it a better way, like the way we show. If you multiply that by 20 or 30 homework problems, you're saving 40 to 60 minutes a night. Multiply that by 3 homework sessions a week, and you're starting to get some real time back in your life.
And that makes a huge difference for everybody. Plus the anxiety portion being a medical condition, that's almost like mind-blowing. So, Don, do you want to give the website information and anything that's if there's something else that you want to promote, because I got to bounce to the next guest.
Of course, if you just go to mathcelebrity.com, spelled just like it sounds, and you can get started for free. If you want to upgrade, there's a link at the top. You can either choose the $9 plan or the $69 plan.
Yeah, simple. And you make it so simple that people, come on. No, it's really that simple, people. It's free. And then if you need to upgrade, it's affordable. So, Don, thank you so much for coming up with this concept, this company. Don, the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet. You're a great partner. You're providing great information, and you're helping families. You're saving time, and you're making it simple. So thank you, Don, for coming on, and I look forward to you popping back on in January.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Wow, so simple math. Who knew? It's almost like you're like, I kind of knew that, but I'm so glad we're hearing it and we're seeing it from another angle because it is that simple. Before we bring on our next guest, I want to get you some information on a Reopen America Resource Center.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
Yeah, and before we bring on our next guest, I thought this kind of was a perfect segue since we're going to be talking about getting back on track and being more dealing with your mindsets and why that's so important. And all of that information and those resources, they're on this Reopen America Resource Center. Started with just a couple different organizations and groups that I thought were helpful, and then it grew into the grants, and then it grew into it's this huge conglomerate of all these incredible resources from business organizations and networking groups and virtual and live events and the Facebook and LinkedIn groups to join professional and personal development resources, products and services, live streams even for entertainment. We put on there must follow people and podcasts and so much more. And it's great for even networking to find out an organization that you might want to just follow or become a part of. It's all the resources there, all of our partners, their information's on there too, and everything's linked together. So just go to Everything Home I'm all like a little scramble. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, click the Reopen America tab, and it'll take you there in everything's in different categories. Start using it as a resource. It's all free. And it really, you don't have to write stuff down anymore, keep track of things, don't know where to go. It's on a tab. It's on a thing. It's all right there. So I thought that would be a really good segue to bring in our next guest, LC Johnson, the heart-centered coach and founder of LC Johnson Coaching and Consulting. And we're going to talk about getting back on track and your mindset and how we can finish the year strong, but also get prepared for 2021. So how are you today, Miss LC?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
I am good. I'm fired up. Like I said, a little scrambling today. I'm kind of a blah, 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 but I'm plugging along. You got to get me back
on
track.
Well, then, having me and Adam on can maybe lower your blood pressure just a little bit, He's going to talk to you about meditation. So hopefully we can help you out there. So
You're going to get me on track and centered, and then he's going to meditate me, and then all of a sudden I'll take a nap at the end of the show.
It's well deserved. So and I love that Adam is on after me, because it's one of the things that I use a lot with my clients too, that meditation and just that focusing on your breath and focusing on. So with you saying that everything that's going on, and Jason was on talking about the charities, and Linda about getting your message out, and Don about how we can actually get our head straight when it comes to math. My question to everybody today is, if you feel really flustered and frustrated and just feel like the world is, caving in on you, just a simple question to yourself and saying, what are you tolerating right now? It can be very, very powerful. And I don't know, have you asked yourself that lately, Michelle?
No. And once you did that, I actually turned my head and looked up, when you do a think, you sometimes turn your head and look to the corner. And I did that, and I went,
sure.
So I started to think, and I'm like, wait, she's going to ask me another question, so I gotta pay attention. No, and I haven't. And that's what happens. I start to do these exercises when you guys throw things at me, and then I gotta spin back around. No, I haven't, and I think I need to. I want to bring this up, and I'm sure you could talk about it too. I heard yesterday somebody on one of the shows I was listening to, they said, once you commit to something, everything changes. So then I was thinking, maybe what am I putting up with, or because I'm not committing. So there's something preventing me from that. So it kind of connects. That's, makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it goes to that, you know, way people say, you know, where attention goes, focus goes, right? So if you keep putting yourself in a situation where you get really, really frustrated, if you start saying, just stop for a second, what am I tolerating right now? And saying, do I really want to tolerate that? And how do I remove myself from the situation or deal with it and just get it out of the way? Because a lot of times it's the energy that we use on things or even just like the mind, the brain power we use on thinking about things that we don't want to be part of. It's sort of killing our joy. It's killing our time. And it's just, it prevents us from doing all the other good things that we want to get done. Our mind goes in circles.
Yeah, and it's like almost like that monkey, that noise, that junk that's in there. And I think the people normally associate tolerate with a person, you know, because you're always like, well, I don't want to tolerate that. I don't want to go to that party because then so-and-so is going to be there or, you know, whatever the interaction is with the, but it was associated with a person. I think now because you're not in those person-to-person environments as much, maybe you're tolerating things. Maybe it's you used to watch a certain show and then you look at things differently or listen to a show and you're like, this doesn't connect with me anymore. Or, you know, something that has nothing to do with that interaction of a certain person. So elaborate on that, because I want people to look bigger than associating tolerating with a person. It's tolerating habits and tolerating, you know, procrastination or tolerating something in your own business that you can solve on your own, that it's not another person that you're tolerating. That's because I think that is a big problem that people actually can solve.
Absolutely. Like you're bringing up a very good point. You know, it's like, are you tolerating right now that you are letting social media be a time suck for you? You know, are you tolerating that that just because your environment has changed that you can't, you know, you make that an excuse for not doing what you would normally be doing, right? You can still connect with people. You can still reach out. You can still be kind. You can still, like, participate. Like you were saying about sharing messages of goodness or sharing volunteer opportunities if that's in your heart. But if you're just looking, saying, oh, everything is different, I can't do anything right now, then you're tolerating that you making yourself powerless. You know, as soon as you step in and saying, I'm not tolerating, I'm having these limitations, I will figure out a way to move beyond that and become more involved or do more of the things that are enjoyable to me. You know, have a virtual game night with your best friends. You know, things like that. And it goes for your business too. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe you can't go meet your clients in person for various reasons. Well, figure out a way to still connect with them that's meaningful to them and meaningful to your relationship.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to look inward because a lot of the things, you know, we're our own worst enemies, right? Because everything goes on in our head, you know, fear comes from our head. It doesn't come from our heart, correct? So that it is, it's almost like a self-inflicted wound. It's like we're creating our own hangover and you're going, God, I don't feel good today. Well, yeah, look what you did last night. So we're just constantly beating ourselves up when we are our, you know, that's a good analogy, isn't it? We're our best. We're our own, you know, Obi-Wan is our only hope. No, we're our only hope. We're the only one who can change it.
Yeah.
That mindset, it's a whole different game.
Yeah. And, you know, bringing up Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? That's his message too. It's all within, you know, you have the power. You have the power within. So my big thing for people is saying, like, if you – like I'm doing a lot of a truth and dare with my clients. What is the truth as you see it right now? So like I said before, I can't do this. Okay, if that's how you see the truth, how do you dare seeing that you can get it done? Look inside and see what's getting in your way. How can you really move forward with that? And just, you have the answers, you know. You just need to find the key that unlocks that answer within yourself. And a little bit of a meditation that Adam is going to talk about, and a little bit of self-reflection will help you find those answers. It's not always outside of yourself. Most of the times it's inside of yourself.
So see, the takeaway for today is to sit down for a few minutes, write a list of what am I tolerating right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple.
And then see if it serves you, or if it doesn't serve you. If it doesn't serve you, decide what is your best next step in that situation to remove yourself or just to alleviate that situation for yourself.
Yeah, and things will change. You know, like what did I say? Make a commitment.
It will change.
Things will change. If you commit to even figuring out what you are not willing to tolerate anymore, the things will change. So,
yeah.
Elsie, can you give your website information and if there's an event you have coming up real quick?
Oh, absolutely. My website is www.morethanjustfine.com, and that's all my handles on Instagram and on Facebook as well. I have a free resource right now on my website. It's the Truth and Dare Challenge. It's really looking at what we are talking about today. Just telling, what truth are you telling yourself? And I also have right now a CEO life performance review. It's really you are the CEO of your life or your business. And I have a special on there now to sit down on a deep dive intensive coaching session with me.
Awesome. I think it's a great way for people to get repositioned toward the end of the year and to start 2021 off on the right way in order to make it much better than what everyone's been dealing with. So, Elsie, thank you for being an amazing partner. Thanks for the tips. I'm going to do that once I finish with the show, and now I'm going to do a little meditation, and I'll be back in balance, and I look forward to you coming back on in January, and you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thank you so much for all the great information you always provide our audience.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on, and same to you and your audience, and thanks for everything you do.
An audience, I think she needs a round of applause because you know what? She's not tolerating you not applauding. Oh, I got to keep them on their toes. You know what I mean? The little elves. Well, thank you, Elsie. And we'll talk in January. Take care of yourself. Oh, whoa. It's 12:52 and I am running a little behind. I told you, I knew it's these topics, man. I get sucked into them and then we just keep going and going and going. So I think we're going to do a little meditation now. Meditation. My problem? I can't quiet this mind. It just goes. So I do the guided ones. And I find out that even I'm doing these guided where the person's talking, the mind still goes. So let's see if Mr. Adam Weinberg, the meditation coach and founder of Relax with Adam, can get me and everyone else who I'm sure has the same problem with getting that noise out so you can properly meditate. So audience, before he quiets us down, let's rile things up a little. All right, Adam, the king of the meditation. How are you today? Are we not there? What? Can you not hear me? Are we having technical difficulties here on our live format?
I can hear you. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, there we go. You know, it's live. It's a live show. This is what happens. You got technology, you got live, you got buttons, you got people. You know, sometimes there's a little delay.
In silence.
All right, so you are a new partner to our platform, and when I saw meditation, I went, this is somebody we need. We definitely need somebody who can help everybody meditate and get into a different mindset. And whenever you hear anybody talk about meditation, successful people, famous people, blah, 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 they all say meditation changed their life unlike anything else. So give us a brief intro on you, and then let's go into some real specifics so we can get everybody in meditation mode.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me, and I really love your program and all the wonderful people that you've brought together, and thank you so much for connecting me with Elsie. She's totally awesome, and she makes a great point about tolerating things, and you make a great point about what are you committing to? And I think we really need each other, you know. We all need little doses of each other, and we need all the different touch points that meditation interacts with, whether they be personal training or various types of coaching, any types of physical therapy or athletic coaching or psychotherapies or anything that any of us are using to show up as our best selves in this world. And meditation is one of those things that gives us time to spend with ourselves. And so we shouldn't ever overlook that. I think a lot of people get ready for their day, but they're not really checked in with themselves just yet. They're just, you know, going through the motions and get out there and interact. And when you take the time to connect with yourself, the best parts of you show up. And so if you'd like to do a little meditation, it's kind of like pistachio ice cream, right? I can describe it all day, but until you've had it, then all of a sudden you know exactly what it is. So are you ready, Michelle?
Well, before you do that, I just want to let you know that you have a very soothing voice. So when you started talking, my shoulders actually went down and I started, it's like you're trying to put me in a trance. So my shoulders went down. And I started, my breathing started to be really slow. And I went, oh my God, it's working. You know, like the cartoons when they put them in the trance and the eyes go in circles and you're like, that's what I felt like you were putting me in a trance.
You know, it's about how you show up and this is a way of being.
All right, I'm ready.
You know, to be centered, to be aligned. And so what I'd like you to do, actually, what we're going to do now is a meditation for, it's called square breathing. And if you look it up, it's meditation for beginners. And so it's very simple. You inhale, and then you hold, and then you exhale, and then you hold. And this is going to be particularly good at shifting your brainwave state from multitasking mode to single focus mode. And I think we all want to get a little bit more done, especially as the math professor was saying, like if we can save a little bit of time, get things done more efficiently, right? Like how much more productive can we be? So that's actually a brainwave state shift. And knowing that if you just shift your brainwaves, and this is something we do all the time, you know, if you're working in the garden or under the car, when somebody comes up, you're like, I can't talk right now. It's because you're single focused. And that brainwave state is called alpha. And so this meditation, square breathing, is the fastest way to get into alpha. And all you need to do is look around the room and you're looking for the brightest color in the room, just something that's not a light source, just a bright color. And I've got mine, so I'm going to look at that color and I'm going to zone into that color, get a good mental image of that color, and just allow your eyelids to dim and breathe into my count. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 3, 4, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, and hold. two, three, four, and in. Two, three, four. Breathe out. Three, four, and hold. Two, three, four, and in. Two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four. Breathe out. Two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four. Breathe in. Two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four. Last time. Two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four. Breathe out. Two, three, four. And so just gently come on back. And as you look around the room, find that color again and see what you notice about that color.
It seems brighter. Is that the correct answer?
Well, different is generally the correct answer, which would mean that you've shifted your brainwave state because you're perceiving things differently. And so that's how you know that you've lowered your brainwave frequency from multitasking mode of beta into single focus mode of alpha. And you might notice a different experience of time in this moment. In fact, we did 10 square breaths at 4 seconds per motion. So that's about 160 seconds. And for our math stars out there, it's only about 2.5 minutes. Right?
That was
how
2.5 minutes?
Feel?
Oh, felt like an hour.
Right.
Well,
and that's why
hour,
I tell people that meditation, you know, a lot of people say, I don't have time to meditate. When am I going to find time? Well, the answer is that meditation doesn't take time. It gives you time. And they actually say that 10 minutes of meditation, these Harvard studies and Stanford studies, you can look up on PubMed, 10 minutes of meditation can be equivalent to about 3 hours of power nap. So, you know, there's ways to feel incredibly energized through this process and to, you know, and you know when you feel energized, you show up, right? You're the best version of yourself. So that's really one of the gifts that meditation can provide. And
that was a very fascinating exercise in the fact that it felt like it was so long, and it was not, like you said, it was 2.5 minutes. It allows you to have it, you know, like you said, to get that energy to that time out where your whole brain shifted. And I also noticed that I did want to bring up not only that the color was brighter, I saw more details in the actual item that I was looking at, because it's a graphic, because it happens to be on my screen. And I'm noticing much more detail in that, which maybe that means I'm now paying more attention to it as opposed to just doing it once over, because I'm used to seeing it often. But now I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know that was that curved or that had that feature to it. So you're paying attention now. You're seeing things differently. That's fascinating. Fascinating. Wow. We got to go. I'm over on the show, but I need you to come back. So I need you to come back in the beginning of January to get everybody back on track. And what we could do, maybe we'll do a little bit longer. We'll do a little bit longer segment or something so we can actually do a longer exercise. But before you go, as I mentioned before we started the segment, my biggest problem is that even on these guided meditations that are not long, my brain is starting to think about other things and I try to bring it back. So is there one technique or is there one thing that people like me who've been trying this for a long time, I mean, sometimes it's a hit and sometimes a lot of the times it's a miss. Is there one thing, a piece of advice that you can give so I can get past that obstacle?
Sure. And we can work on this next time and perhaps maybe even when we do a cat hair won't fly in my mouth and throw off my rhythm for anybody that's listening later and notices. But it was good that you really were able to drop in and I could tell that you really did. And you can feel now that we're back out of alpha and back into beta, you know, so that's the difference, noticing the contrast. So when you go into meditation and you're wondering about all those thoughts, well, just try counting breaths. If you count to 12, inhaling through the nose and then exhaling back through the nose, that's one. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling back out through the nose, that's two. You'll notice that a thought comes up. And then you'll inhale again, and you'll exhale again, and another completely different thought will show up. And then you'll inhale again, and you'll exhale again, and a completely other different thought shows up. And what I call this the priority list. These are all the things that are important to you. And so they shouldn't be ignored. They should be acknowledged. But you can also say to yourself very gently, I'm busy meditating right now. I love you. Come back later. And you'll actually program that thought to return to you at the appropriate time. And so you'll actually get to see your priority list in action, but you'll become number one on that priority list so that all those things become in support of you. So 12 breaths is a good check-in. 36 breaths takes about 5 minutes, and 108 breaths takes about 15 minutes. Work your way up. Start with 12, go for 36. And if you lose count, that's okay. If you get into a thought and you drift off and you lose your place, that's fine. Just bring yourself back to one and continue on from there. And over time, through practice, you'll, and that's why they call it practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through time, you'll get better at it, and you'll start to find moments where you'll count or you'll lose count, or you'll be in a good rhythm, or you'll drift off with a thought. Either way, you'll notice something will shift, and you'll have these moments. I think a lot of people get them through exercise, after exercise, or they get it through prayer, where you get these incredible moments of peace and insight. And so just don't worry so much about clearing your mind. It'll clear when it's ready. But first, it needs to let you know all the things, and it needs your permission, and it needs your attention and your love. So just choose to spend time with yourself. Choose to take the moment to meditate. Choose to check in and just allow that process to happen. I think it's like hygiene. You know, you feel so good at the end of the day if you haven't brushed your teeth all day and you feel those Cosby sweaters, like, you know, that fuzziness on your teeth. It's like hygiene. Just, you know, just go and let the dust settle in your mind. Clean, you know, do this hygiene practice, and you'll feel absolutely wonderful afterwards, and you'll start to build up this tolerance for to use tolerance in kind of the way that Elsie was saying, like in a good way, right? You'll be able mm-hmm. to handle 12 breaths. You'll be able to handle 36 breaths. You'll be able to handle 108 breaths in a row, and you'll see in that initial trial for yourself, that can you show up for yourself enough to just be with yourself for 15 minutes. And once you get to that point, there's so many things that are going to show up for you in that process. It's indescribable. It's pistachio ice cream, but we can get more into it later. And on the next, when I come back in January,
yeah,
we'll do a little bit of a different type of meditation next time.
Wow.
So,
Between you and Elsie at the end here, I think you both provided me with the missing puzzle piece that I've been looking for. So I want to thank both of you, not only for coming on the show, but for helping me find that. And I know that it's something that a lot of people are probably looking for, that missing puzzle piece. Because now that I'm looking at it from a different standpoint, it's probably like 90% of the people. So I'm hoping that so they're gonna put the you know, the two things together, and just do these simple things that both of you had mentioned, because I think that really will make it work for me. Which I mean,
the simple things are the best ones.
Yeah, you might have solved a lot of people's problems today, the both of you. So Adam, can you give your website information,
sure,
and if you've got something coming up, otherwise I gotta go. We're well over, but I needed you to finish.
Yes, if you want to practice square breathing, I have a video on my website, and if you want to dive deeper, there's another video for sleep, and there's another video for healing. So You can head on over to relaxwithadam.com, or you can find me on social media at relaxwithadam. And you can reach out to me. And I have a meditation on this Saturday. There'll be a group mindfulness meditation, is a type of meditation style mindfulness that we'll be doing on Saturday. So anybody that's interested, just, you know, head on over to relaxwithadam.com for the video section, or send me a message and I'll invite you to this weekend's meditation. And I hope to be able to share this wonderful process with you and all your friends here at Everything Home.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. You're a new partner and a new friend, and I'm glad that, you know, it's all, these things happen for a reason, right? People pop in when they're supposed to pop in. So I want the audience to remember that. That's why people show up. People come in and people leave when they're supposed to. Just acknowledge that it's,
you know, a lot of times I call it the science of serendipity, the science of synchronicity. And if you'd like to experience more of that, then we should hang out.
Oh, definitely. So, Adam, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you're going to be promoting the event on Saturday on social media, make sure you tag us and me and all of that, and I'll share it with the audience up until Saturday. So keep that in mind, and then jump on the schedule as soon as you can in January. So we'll do another exercise. So we're good. So thank you so much, my friend. And whoa, we are way over on time, everybody. I apologize, but these last two guests, for me personally, just kind of hit home. And I think I selfishly let them stay on longer because I found it to be an incredible solution. And if I'm personally having some of the issues that they can solve almost, I don't want to say immediately, but immediately, or give you those tips, it's worth it to go a little bit over. You can always fast forward, or you can, you know, not listen to the full show. It's up to you, but I wanted the information to get out there. So it's time to go. Like I said, we are way, way, way over. Just wanted to thank everybody who's been listening to the show, listening to this segment. We are live every Wednesday and Friday at noon Mountain Time. Our numbers have been incredible, so thank you so much. The interaction on social media is amazing. Please keep everything coming. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Join the community. Click the links. Go to the marketplace. Check out the Reopen America. All of our guests' information, our partners, everything is there. I put them on the homepage. We put them on the Partners and Patriots tab, so just go there. All of their websites, the past shows, everything is on this website. So a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Homies Socially Conscious Referral Network. Again, their episodes and information is all listed on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Join us on Friday for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners. Sorry, I'm a little all over. This meditation thing threw me off my game. He calmed me down when I'm normally going 1,000 miles an hour. So join us on Friday. We've got another great show, some great tips and takeaway to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. And as all the guests have mentioned today, you know, we all need each other, right? So make it a great day, everybody. You know why? Because you deserve it. Do the meditation and then make your list for Elsie. What are you tolerating? Sorry that I'm bumbling at the end here. Adam put me in that damn trance. See you on Friday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.